Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Kurt Palfrey. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Miller. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Miller. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to home to get Aparicio. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palfrey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Palfrey. Davalillo moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Davalillo moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowens bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin strikes out. One out. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McDowell moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McDowell scores. Davalillo moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulfari is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bowens hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitfield moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown strikes out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall is walked intentionally. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 3 in the game. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Woody Held pinch hits for John Miller. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 3 in the game. Bulfari is hit by the pitch. Luis Tiant now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to third for the out. Whitfield moves to second. One out. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Larry Brown. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims pinch hits for Dell Crandall. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball four. Salmon moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Stu Miller now pitching. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing right field. Chico Salmon now playing shortstop. Jim Gentile now playing first base. Duke Sims now catching. Dick Raditz and Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bowens strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blair moves to second. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 3 in the game. Echeverry strikes out. Two outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile juggles the ball. That's an error on Gentile. Blair scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson scores. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Orioles. Jack Kralik now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Bulfari moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 4 in the game. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5. And Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.